I don't know what it is, but I just know it's good. The Lord's always, in my whole walk with the Lord, he's never like laid everything out for me, like said, okay, you go through this, and you know, then we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and this. It's always just been, he gets me started and headed in direction, inspires me, and then as it progresses, then, we see victory. We see things going on. And he shared some things with me that I just want to touch some tidbits, because I just got like tons to preach on Sunday, and I don't want to give it all to you. You know, I'm going to feed you just a little bit. But anyway, I believe from what I hear the Lord saying to me, that 2017 is going to be a year of restoration and a year of power. Now listen to me. As I say these things to you, you either can just receive them as, well, Pastor got excited and just got up and wasn't that cute. Or you can receive it that it's the word of the Lord for you. Because it's the faith in your heart that stirs, that sees the hand of God move, right? I mean, how many times did somebody come up to Jesus and Jesus said to him, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Do you ever reckon that they walked away and said, man, I wish I'd have believed for more? Right? I mean, they walked up to Jesus and said, whatever you're believing for, you got it. And they're like, man, should have believed for more. Should have believed for the goose with the golden egg. So what I say tonight and what I say Sunday, I'm saying it with the full confidence that I believe Jesus has spoken it to me, and I'm speaking it to you. So as much as you grab hold of it, and as much as you cling to it, as much as you go into your word and study it, as much as you ask God for revelation upon it, well, then that's the blessing that's going to be upon you. Amen? Amen. Because I don't know about you, but I'm believing God for great things in 2017. I want to see some great things. I want to see us in 2017 rescue more souls and win more souls than we've ever won as a church. I'm believing God for the radio broadcast that's already going out all over the world to just double. And then I'm believing in Ephesians 3:20 that it's going to be exceedingly abundant beyond that. You know, he's going to do it. But I'm saying, Lord, I'm believing you for double whatever we're doing. However many people are listening to the messages and being blessed by it, you know, then that is going to double. Amen. Amen? That's all a part of y'all. You realize that? Glory. Listen, I may be the one speaking, but it's because of this church and what y'all are doing that it makes it all possible. Amen. I'm believing, and it's going to manifest. We got steel laying on the ground at the orphanage in Guatemala to get ready to erect that church building. Amen. I'm believing God for that church to just totally revolutionize all of that area of Guatemala. I'm believing that you guys are going to be sitting here in the comfort of our church, in the comfort of your home, in the comfort of our area right here, and you don't even realize what is clicking to your account in heaven because of what we've done in Guatemala. See, I see it like this. I don't know if it works like this, but this is how I see it. I see like there's a little meter. You know how like when you're pumping gas? Y'all remember when gas was $4 a gallon? Remember how fast that thing spun? Like I pulled into a gas station the other day, the gas was $1.87. I was like, man, I want to buy a premium. I mean, if regular's just $1.87, I mean, I'm so used to $4, you know, something gas. I mean, let's just get premium. Put it in the truck, you know? But that thing just spun at $4 a gallon, right? But I'm believing that's how that account works in heaven. Like, I don't know. Just give me this one, okay? That the things that you're doing for Jesus and what's going on in 2017, you know, your little meter may just be going click, click, click. But it's going to start going click, 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 click. Of just adding to your rewards because of opportunities for you to be who God called you to be in 2017. I got this message, and I'm not going to share it all with y'all, but I got all this stuff, and I was all so excited about it. Looking at it, I got through it, and I said, you know, Lord, this is a whole lot like that VIP message I preached. And then I started laughing. I said, well, maybe I only have one message in me. You know, we just turned it around, twisted it around, and preached the same thing. But I got excited because it's like I started having some dreams. and waking up in the morning and man, I just, my Bible was just exploding, and I just really felt God said that 2017 is going to be of restoration and of power. Okay? I don't know about y'all, but I got some things I'd like to see restored. Amen. You know, there's some things that I lost that I want restored. Amen. And you know, even the story of Job. Job had a loss, but then in the end he had a great restoration. Right? And then I got to thinking about this word of power. About what do you mean, Lord, power? Because there's a Pentecostal charismatic side of me that power would be, you know, all the sick are healed. All just blind eyes opening, tumors falling off everybody. Just, you know, we would say that was power. But, you know, I believe that part of what he's talking about with power is not going to be just the manifestation of power in the church, but the manifestation of power in your lives. You think about this. Jesus said he gave us power, right? But then he said that we're going to have to, and I'm paraphrasing this, love unlovely people. Well, I mean, basically, if you give me power, I would just get rid of the unlovely people. Right? Why go through the character building in my own life to love the unlovely? Let's just get rid of them. So if I was going to release power to me, that, but you got to see what I'm saying is power works in a lot of different ways. The power to love the unlovely, the power to walk in righteousness when you don't want to walk in righteousness. The power to, you know, see marriages, to see family, to see, you know, whatever it be, restored and living in happiness and joy. And I really think that's the key to power, to know how power is working in your life, is how much joy is in your life. Hello? And this is a little thing. I'll be saying this a bunch Sunday. It says, you might as well write it down, because you're going to have to write it. If you don't, you're going to have to write it down Sunday. Our confessions must change. Our attitudes can't remain. And our servitude must fall in line. And the Lord started speaking to me a lot about our confessions and about how we allow the world to come in and start dictating what comes out of our mouth. I mean, myself too. You get around a bunch of, you know, naysayers, it gets on you, and after a while you become a naysayer. When the last time I checked, we were supposed to be born again. Sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. With a hotline to the King. Glory. To have dominion on the face of this earth.
Yes, Lord.
Right?
Glory.
That's what the Bible says. Amen. And not allow that our confessions to be altered by our situations, or our circumstances, or what's going on around this world. So starting Sunday, we're gonna do like a lot of the old denominational churches have done. We're going to have our confession. We're all going to stand up. I'm going to throw it up on the screen, and we're going to have a confession. It's not going to be like, you ain't going to find it in the hymnal. And I'm going to drill it, and I'm going to drill it, and I'm going to drill it, and I'm going to drill it. And then the next month, we're going to have another one. I've already got the 12 confessions the Lord told me to write up and go for this year. So every month, we're going to have a new confession. I'm going to print them up. I'm going to stick them on your foreheads. We've got a tattoo parlor we're putting in back here to put them on. So you can't forget them. If you do, just read it off your arm or something. I don't know. We're going to get them. We'll tattoo them inside our eyelids. Because we got to get it. We've got to get it. In 2017, we got to get it. We got to get our confessions right. We've got to get it to where it's rock solid, sound. It's not, I guarantee you're going to start off with them and you're going to say, yeah, that's great, but you're not really going to believe it because it's got to get rooted and grounded in your heart. But when it gets rooted and grounded in your heart and becomes a part of your life, well, then it begins to change and alter everything that goes on around you. Hello? And then our attitude's got to change. Our attitude, it can't stay what it is, because I want to tell you something. Y'all know I've said so many times that I like to watch Undercover Boss, you know, because I like that moment. I see that little sparkle sometimes when the boss does something for the worker and gives them a vacation or money or whatever, and you see that it reminds me of Jesus. It makes me think of the moment, you know, Jesus giving. But one thing I've noticed is so many times the person says, oh, well, this is so much, I just don't deserve this. Because the attitude of the person is they've been pushed down, pressed down, walked on, stomped on, and they don't believe they deserve anything. Our attitudes have to be not attitudes of arrogance, not attitudes of, holier than thou. Our attitudes have to be, though, that we're children of God. Right? Our attitudes have to be, no, wait a minute. Because see, folks, I wish I could promise you that you'll never have a problem in 2017. But I'm saying to you, I'm believing that you will have the power in your prayer life and in your confession and in your attitude that no matter what the problem is in 2017, you're going to be able to overcome it. Hello? Because that's what's going to bring us the victory. And so we got to get an attitude that says that you're a child of God. That's who you are. You have privileges and rights. And you got to say, well, I know that's good. You know, I mean, folks, you got to imagine. You got to get the attitude of what is really yours and walk in it. And then the third thing is that our servitude must fall in line. In other words, God called us to be servants. All of us are servants. All right? And so, we already got rid of 2016, but how many opportunities did we miss in 16 to be a servant of God? Right? So 2017, I want to get us geared up and keyed up to start to see things of what are opportunities that may be right in front of us. For God has for us to help somebody, lead somebody to Jesus, pray for somebody. You know, you got to understand something. It doesn't always have to be a lightning bolt from heaven experience. Recently, I've had two people come to me. And one of them was the other day. Somebody does not attend this church, doesn't even come here. And they said to me, I was at a funeral you were doing. And you said something. I was wanting to ask you about that. And I was like, really? Like, I'm going to remember what I said. But you see, just something from the Holy Spirit hit that person. And it's always so embarrassing for me because they're like, you said, and I'm like, I don't know what I could have said. Let me see if I can make, in my mind I'm thinking, well, just make something up. They probably won't know what it was, you know. I'm like, no, I'm not going to just make something up. I mean, because you don't want to say, I have no idea what I said. I just ramble. You know, I'm just up there blabbering. I don't really know what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm sorry. But, you know, I don't have any notes. I never can go back and see what's in there. But I just believe in God for those opportunities in 2017 for you to have the power in your life that you say things to people that affects people's lives. And so what if we don't know it? Right? It's just that's what's going to happen. That's just what's going to happen. You know, I'm believing for these lightning bolts in Guatemala, because we're going to have a church and have those kids out there preaching, and I'm just believing God for lightning bolts. I'm believing God. I'll tell you where I'm at. I'm believing God that church there is going to become world-renowned, and people are going to come from all over the world to that place to see the Spirit of God move. That's what I'm believing. And I just want to sit back. I already got my spot picked out right up on the side of another hill that I can just watch it. I don't even want to be involved. I just want to watch it. I just want to watch what God's doing, man. It's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool. But another side of power is the ability for you just to have said something to somebody, an encouraging word, whatever. You know, it's not for us to decide. It's us to be servants of God. And when we leave in the morning, not to be frustrated, not to be undone, not to be overburdened, not to have the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things all tying into us and come screaming all around us, but to be able to go out as a servant of God saying, Lord, I'm yours today. Whatever we're going to do, whatever, I'm just going to do it. And you know, I want to tell you something. In my life, a lot of the things that have happened in my life have not been known by me. Like God said, Robert, I want you to go speak to that person. I want you to tell them this. Y'all with me? A lot of it just happens. I didn't even realize what was going on. I never forget one time, and I've told this story before, but I never forget one time we were on a youth trip back when Laura and I were youth pastors, and there was a young man that was irritating the life out of me. I mean, he was so irritating, and everybody was irritating. The whole group was irritating. Everybody was grabbing about this kid, and he was just, oh, my gosh, he was overwhelmingly irritating. And I just finally lost it. I just lost all patience. And I drug him over to the side of the building. And I wanted to say, I'm going to beat you and put you in the car if you don't stop, you know. And I drug him over there and got him against the wall. And I pushed him against the wall. And I said, man, what is wrong with you? And that started out, that was just Robert, you know, just pure me. And I says, what is wrong with you? Don't you? And then right then God took over. And I started speaking to this kid, not even realizing what I was saying. And in my anger, it just God turned the whole situation around at that moment. I spoke some things to that kid and said some things to the kid and never realized how impactful it was on his life. And after we got back, he was here for a little while and then he was gone. And then they moved and I never saw the kid. And then, man, it was like, golly, 15 years later, he comes walking into church and I see him. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's that kid, that irritating kid. And he's all dressed up and he looks all nice. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So after church, I went over the visit with him. He says, hey, I just want to tell you something. I know, you know, I should have said something before this, but do you remember this? And he tells me the incident. I was like, yeah, I remember the incident. And he said, those words you spoke to me that day, it was God and it changed my life. And I was, don't you know, I went to college and I got a degree and da-da-da-da and I'm married and I'm doing this and I'm going on. And he got his whole life straightened out. God worked in those few words that I spoke to him when I was just really wanting to just beat him. But you see what I'm saying? Things like that's what I'm talking about. Power in your life, release. To say the right thing at the right time, to speak into people's lives, to encourage people and to get them to the place where they can be. That, you know, there's a lot of people out there that believe in God. There's a lot of people out there that are saved, right? They just never have learned how to walk in any godliness, never have learned how to walk in Jesus or walk in his power. And there's a lot of people out there that just hung in bondage. That you have the power within you to set them free. Because you got Jesus in you. Amen? Glory. Man, this is going to be good. So, I don't want to go any farther, but I want to go to what I want to do tonight. Because I was impressed, and turn there in your Bibles to Numbers 6. Numbers 6, 22. It's when the Lord was speaking to Moses and speaking to him about how they were to bless the children of Israel. And I want to look at this for just a second. It says in verse 6:22, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Okay? Now, just look at this. All right? This is, right? Don't we believe in God said it? Right? Yes. Right? God said it. This is what God said. He gave some instruction here. And he said, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, you get it? He didn't say, anoint them with oil, lay hands on them. He didn't say, you know, throw holy water on them. He didn't say, you know, whatever. He said, you say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. Wow. Think about that, folks. Think about that for a second. Think about the power that he said to Moses and Aaron, you're going to stand before the congregation and you're going to say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. And when he said that, all right, let's read on. Let me just show you all so you don't think I'm making this up. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He said by them saying that to the congregation. Y'all with me? By them saying that, by them coming out there and saying, the Lord bless you. By them speaking those words out of their mouth that the children of Israel, that God's name was put on them. And he said, then I'm going to bless them. Amen. He spoke it over them. But wait a minute. This is all in the natural. Think about this. What happened to the congregation? I mean, did gold dust fall on them? I mean, we don't have any account of that. In other words, the faith of the people were such that they came to that service and they walked up in that service and said, oh man, this is the service when the name of the Lord gets put on us and then the blessings of God are upon us and then all this year we're blessed. And they just got in the service and Moses or Aaron and his sons spoke out and said, the Lord bless you. And they were like, oh, yeah. You see how little of faith we use? How little of faith we use. We're like, well, we got to have a sign. You know, I got to see a pink elephant run across the road. I got to see a lightning bolt. I got to see a burning bush. I got to see something. Then God, I know God's with me. Wait a minute. He said, just speak to the congregation. And you speak and you say over them, the Lord bless you. And when you say that, my name's going to be on them and I will bless them. So does that mean that we can do this today? Does that mean that tonight, and then y'all get a double blessing again on Sunday, that I can speak this blessing over you, and that in the morning when you wake up, you can be fully assured that the Lord will bless you that day? He said, oh, now, I don't know. You know, God, he don't, maybe he will. Golly. Well, see, your attitude's wrong. So we got to change. And then your confession's wrong. Right? Because if your confession, your attitude line up, and then you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to say, woo-hoo, thank you, Jesus, I'm blessed. I'm blessed today. CW, I've eaten a lot of sweets, gained about 15 pounds, I think, in 3 days. And so I don't know if, you know, I'm always scared about saying, yea, hey, thus saith, but I had a dream. And you were in the dream. And I saw the blessing of God fall on you and go over you. And I believe it was real. I believe that what I saw was really God. And I believe 2017, you're going to see some miraculous things happen in your life. I saw you standing in a church service, worshiping God, and it just fell on you. And I knew it was a blessing of God. And I just believe that that was true. You were there was a whole congregation of people, and you were the only one I knew. I don't know why. I wasn't thinking about you. I didn't call you that day. So I'm believing 2017 is going to be great for you, buddy. And when I speak this blessing over you, I'm believing it's going to change your life. And folks, listen to me. That's the way we got to live. We got to attack 2017. We got to attack it and say, man, I come on, listen. I'm just so glad I got saved. I'm so glad I can stand up here today and know I'm not going to hell. I'm so glad that God pulled me out of the pig pen of life and I didn't end up being some drunk alcoholic cowboy that lost his life and his family and everything else. I'm just so glad God saved me. I know that if I drop dead right now in the pulpit right now, my 2017 is going to be better than y'all. I'm going to be standing in the presence of the King and it's going to be glorious and y'all are going to have to figure out how to work it on out. What have I got to lose? Oh, I know there's going to be some bobbles. I know there's going to be some hiccups. There's people right now feeding at the feed trough of stupid, just waiting to get in my way. I know it. But you know what? They're just going to get blessed. I'm just going to speak a word over them, and power of God's going to be released, and things are going to happen. Things are going to change. Things are going to get out of there. This is going to work out. Amen? Because that's what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. Amen? So, our confession's going to change, our attitudes are not going to remain the same, and our servitude then is going to begin to fall in line. Can't wait to wake up in the morning so we can go out and speak blessings over people. Amen? Amen. So I want you to stand up. And I'm going to pray this over you right now. Because I believe it, and you receive it with all of your heart. Because, Lord, right now, just as you said, number 622, I speak over this congregation tonight. Each one of them, Lord. Everyone in this room. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice. I say to them tonight, in the authority and the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And I declare that the name of the Lord is upon each and every one of you. And I declare that the blessing of God rests and resides in you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now look at the person beside you and say, man, you look blessed. Say, I'm not just talking about sharp. I'm talking about blessed. You're blessed, brother. Amen. Amen. You got it. You're going to get another double dose Sunday if you come. So praise God. Now, just be seated for just a second. A couple of things I want to ask you for. Okay? I want to ask you guys to be praying and take up as an intercessory prayer about Living Waters Church as a whole. Because I want to start, I want to see this church full. And I want to see people coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I want to see Jeremiah come to pass where we got hunters out hunting for them, looking for them under the trees and under the rocks and bringing them in. But it's going to take prayer. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's going to take prayer. And I need y'all to be in agreement with me for the power of God to be released in the church. And for God to send in the people. Amen? Yes. So, however you're inspired about that, however your prayer life is and how you pray, then just put that on up there pretty high up on your list. Amen? Yes. So can I have your agreement on that? Yes. And I'm just believing we're going to see some hallelujah, praise God, glory times. Amen? All right, well, let's take up our offering. Bill, anybody needs an offering envelope? Yeah, I would love for somebody this year just to come into church, write an offering check for $1 million. I'd love to try to deal with that. I'd love to walk over to the bank and say, I got this check. I don't really know what to do with it. Can y'all help me out? My basket overfloweth.